Good morning, Hillary. How are you?
All I can say is Miles Sanders, 74-yard touchdown. Come on, give me something.
You know what? If there is one bright spot to have on the Philadelphia Eagles right now, it is Miles Sanders. He's running hard. He had a couple of touchdowns. You're right. He had a pretty solid game. Carson Wentz.
Travis, how do you say his last name? Fulgham?
Yes.
He was a bright spot, too.
Yes.
I mean, this kid just came out, you know, from the practice squad a couple weeks ago, and he is looking pretty good.
10 catches, 152 yards for that young man, a touchdown for him as well. So, yeah, no, I hear you. Greg Ward, he got on the board for you guys as well. But Carson Wentz, let's talk Carson Wentz for a moment. Tell me, what are your feelings?
I think he's, like, he's spooked or something right now. But my bigger issue, yes, I think that Carson's just, like, he's lost his mojo. But what's the deal with Ertz? Like, does he have, like, holes in his arms or something?
Right.
He drops everything.
All of a sudden, you're right. No,
line.
No, you're so right, because all of a sudden, Zach Ertz can't catch anything. He had 6 targets thrown at him yesterday. One catch. That is not going to cut it when this guy used to be a huge part of that offense. So I agree with you.
I know. I'm sad. I'm very sad.
Here's the good news.
And my dirty words for today are Claypool and Connor.
Yeah.
Okay, that Claypool kid, I mean, seriously, he's got to go, man.
Chase Claypool, 3 touchdown day, 7 catches. He had 11 targets, so he was dropping some too, but obviously very effective when he did make the catch. 3 touchdowns. What a day for that young man. Seriously.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. Like, the mom in me wants to be proud of him, but I don't like him.
I hear you there. Well, and Mike's over here just kind of, you know, being real real quiet, just kind of chomping at the bit, enjoying that.
Throwing the towel.
All right.
Should have brought my terrible towel in.
Did you happen to see did you see the Dak Prescott thing, though? Did you see that?
No.
You didn't see that injury?
No, I missed that.
Oh my gosh, it's one of the worst that you're ever gonna see. I want you to try to find it somewhere and
just
have like a bucket really close to you so that if you have to throw up when you see what happened to his ankle, you have it there for you. Okay, I'm being serious. It's a tough one to see. Do you remember the Joe Theismann injury? Do you remember the Alex Smith injury?
Yeah.
Pretty similar stuff
It's on par.
It was nasty, and obviously we wish Dak Prescott all the best in the world. But the saving grace for you, to be honest with you, Hillary, in that division, you may only have to get 6 victories, okay?
Like, but the division, like, sucks.
Yes. So that's the saving grace for your Philadelphia Eagles. All right, let's talk Tempe Coalition. Obviously, the event coming up.
Let's move to things that are brighter.
Yeah, exactly. The 4th annual Celebrating Champions for Youth coming up, Making Waves, November 18th, 6 p.m., everything happening virtually. And you do have some news for us, don't you?
I do have some news for you. I can't give you exact names for all the winners, but we had a very intense voting session last week, and we picked all of our winners. And so we're really excited about that. We're going to get a press release out this week. I can tell you a few of them, but we don't have, we haven't notified all of our winners. So for our advocate award, we have the Tempe Union High School District's teen pregnancy program out of the Compadre School. They will be awarded as the group that is doing some amazing stuff for teen parents and pregnant youth, both boys and girls, by the way. They work with teen parents. And then we have our Inspiration Award. He is a teacher. I can't give you the name yet. But a teacher at McClintock High School. We'll be hopefully notifying him in the next couple days. We also have our Protector Award, which is a first responder person in law enforcement. And our first female assistant fire chief, Andrea Glass, is winning that. So we're real excited about that. She's a real big supporter of the coalition. And then we have 2 youth. I'm going to totally not say the young lady's name correctly. It's really difficult. It's Violetta Pianova, I believe. She's a Tempe Prep student, amazing young lady, and also a young man, Jesus Espinoza, who just graduated from Tempe High and is now going to South Mountain Community College, both unbelievably strong leaders in the community. So we're very excited.
That's great stuff. That is fantastic. All right, so tell us about some of the programs that you guys offer at the Tempe Coalition.
So we're not known for necessarily running programs as much as we are for supporting, and hosting different workshops and programs. So we support all of our different partners on the coalition, and they include some of the youth-serving organizations like Not My Kid, our friends over at Community Bridges, some of the treatment and recovery programs that are out there. Our main focus is reducing youth risk behaviors, particularly substance use amongst young people, 12 to 18. And our big vision is helping our youth to live their full potential, whatever that looks like, our Tempe youth. And so that means, programs that can support those youth being healthy, and it's a really tough time right now for our kids to feel emotionally healthy as well as physically healthy.
No, I totally agree.
Yeah.
That's the voice of Hillary Cummings. You can call the coalition, by the way, if you just need to reach out to somebody for help. Obviously, if you're going through anxiety, depression, alcohol, opioids, they can help you out. 480-858-2300. Look them up online, tempecoalition.org. Talk about how people can help. Like there are different ways. People think, oh, I can only donate. But no, they can volunteer. Talk about some of the ways that people can give help to the coalition.
Well, certainly, money does always help because it helps to target, what we're looking to do and some of the programs that we support financially, and we can make those choices for people. But it also is being able to come out and volunteer, be a member of the coalition, support the different events that we put on, attend our workshops. I mean, we put on a lot of workshops. We just have been doing a couple on how to reverse overdose. So in other words, if someone has an overdose on opioids, we have been giving out Narcan, which is the over-the-counter drug, if you will, to help reduce or to reverse an overdose. We're doing that. We're teaching people how to do that. I mean, there's so many things that people can do to support what we do out in the community.
Hillary, do you find, I got another question. It just kind of made me think of this when I was asking you that question. Do you find that people that do get involved through donating or volunteering, that they're a lot more active within the coalition?
Oh, well, yeah, because they have an ownership. They're empowered. There's accountability there. So certainly, and that's actually something that we've been talking about quite a bit lately, is getting more of our members involved in different ways with the coalition, not just showing up for a meeting, but being able to do things to help us move forward. Because we all care about our kids. We all care about helping them. And there's so many different ways that we can do it,
No, I totally agree. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Can you talk about some of the ways that people could get involved? Like what do some of your members do? How do they get involved with everything that you're doing with the coalition?
Well, obviously now, our whole world is an online world, and we have a lot of different meetings. We have committees on the coalition that are meeting, and like we've got this event coming up. So we've got folks working on helping us get the event going. We really need help. I'll tell you, to put a little commercial out there.
Yeah.
We really need help in the whole digital technology world. I mean, we're all sort of old school, and we're trying to learn how to effectively use social media and Zoom and all these new online platforms. And that's something where we really could use some folks with expertise and knowledge to help us be more effective in the online world. So that's a big thing. We used to be doing a lot of, community events and showing up at different community activities. Not so much right now, but that's something we still, want to be able to get out there and do. And just, you know, coming to the coalition. We have our next meeting tomorrow, as a matter of fact, at 3:30, and it'll be on Zoom. And if people want to reach out, they can. We can send them the Zoom link, and they can join us. Our committees include events and marketing, which is working on the event right now mainly. Then we have education and outreach. We're trying to do workshops for the business community, community organizations, parents. We have a sustainability committee that, just by virtue of its name, is how do we keep this coalition going beyond grant funding. And then, really importantly, is our youth committee, is how do we engage youth? How do we get these kiddos who are stuck at home right now, maybe just getting ready to go back to school, how do we get them and get their voice involved?
That's awesome stuff. Again, that is the voice of Hillary Cummings, Program Director for the Tempe Coalition. Again, call them for more information about how you can get involved, 480-858-2300. Check them out online. It's tempecoalition.org. Okay, so you just mentioned the meeting tomorrow. What are you guys going to be covering exactly? And for the most part, when you have these meetings, are they open to anybody? Are they by invite only? Can they get information on the coalition website for when those meetings are? How does all that work?
So they are every second Tuesday of the month from 3:30 to 5 p.m. We don't have them advertised on the website. They would have to reach out to get the Zoom link, because that's how we're, you know, getting people involved. It is open. It's certainly open to the community. I mean, sometimes people just come in and listen to what we've got going on, and sometimes they choose to sign up and get involved in the things that we're doing. Totally open. And it's not like you come in and you have a secret handshake and you have to give a lot of money. It's not like that at all. It's open to the community, and you can come and go. But we, you know, we find that with the different things that we have going on, that it might be useful for someone to come in one month, but not the next month. And so one of the things we're working on right now, which I did not mention, is we're going to be doing an opioid awareness campaign for the community, and really looking at what is the face of the opioid problem. So that's a big effort that we've got going on right now, and we could use help with that, you know, and get people's voices.
Hi, Hillary. This is Mike, the Steeler fan.
Hi, Mike.
Here.
But, whatever.
Yeah. Claypool.
Big Ben Hall. He's got to go. No,
Hillary's getting triggered over the phone here. No, my question is, you know,
just
look,
so you know, Hillary, I don't like the Steelers much either.
Good.
Oh, he does. He's lying to
No,
me.
I really don't.
All right. Yeah. But, you know, anyways, my son goes back to school today with everybody. Everybody's one-on-one now. And there's still, you know, the issues that of depression, drug use, and I had to stress to him, look, just because you're going back to school and you get the social aspect kind of back doesn't mm-hmm. mean that you're not going to mm-hmm. see some issues with your friends. And how do parents, how do teachers try and recognize and maybe direct them your way?
Well, the most important thing, and it sounds so simple, but it's so profound, is to really talk to the kids, listen to the kids, give them an opportunity to be able to talk about their feelings. And it's really not rocket science. I think that a lot of times, particularly parents, I mean, my boys are grown now, which is a miracle that they've, you know, actually grown up and they're decent human beings. But I mean, seriously speaking, it's really about, it's not difficult. Just listen. Allow them an opportunity to share their feelings. Don't talk at them. You know, listen to them and open up conversation and give them the opportunity to be able to talk. Of course, there's lots of professionals out there, and we can help direct people to those professionals. But there's so much that can be done in the home. We're all going through this crazy, you know, pandemic stuff. And so if parents, you know, and teachers and whoever are working with these kids share some of their own feelings, it'll give kids the opening to be able to talk about their feelings. We are going to be doing a PSA with you all around what it's like for kids to go back to school. It's a scary time for them, for a lot of us. We need to be honest and open with each other.
Did I answer
what you asked?
Oh, yeah. No, I took care of it great.
I think what the message I'm getting from you, and again, that's the voice of Hillary Cummings, program director for the Tempe Coalition, joining us here on the program. Communication. Leave those lines of communication wide open. And, you know, I'm learning more and more, having teenagers in the house, learning that you just have to understand that we're all different. We all go through things. We all experience things differently. And you know what? I don't want to say there's not a right or a wrong because there is. But at the same time, I think you have to understand that people are going to go down paths that they don't want to, and you need to steer them in the right direction. And again, it's happened to me so many times throughout my life. And the thing that I always went back to is I went back to sports. It helped me so much, Hillary, throughout my years growing up as a kid. It kept me on the right path because I had to be disciplined. I couldn't get caught, you know, smoking or doing things like that. It just wasn't in me. I didn't want to do that stuff because I really cared about my body. I cared about my future. And I knew that those were things that were going to hold me back from what I wanted ultimately, which was to have success.
And you know, I can tell without going into my whole story of when I was a teenager, I was in love with drama and plays and singing. And
there you go.
It was the same thing. So for me, when I realized that, you know, using drugs or getting involved in, you know, crazy behaviors was going to keep me from the thing that I loved, then it was like I had the wake-up call. It was my choice. And that's another thing that's really important, is to say, this is your choice. This is your life. Make the choices for the things that you want in your life. And it's not sports or drama for every kid.
Right.
I mean, there may be other things. It's helping kids to find those things and then nurture it and allowing them the choice to say, oh, wait a minute. I want to live my full potential. What does that look like? This is my choice.
It could be playing an instrument to the full potential. Right. It could be, you know, becoming the greatest runner that you could be, the best basketball player. But again, that's getting back into sports. But arts, crafts, you name it. Just find something that you're passionate about. And then, you know what? Try to find other people that are passionate about that so that you don't put yourself down a wrong path and go down in a dark hole. I think it's so important. And I think, you know, part of growing up is realizing who actually has your back, who's actually your friend, and who's kind of there, you know, pulling for you and who's wanting you to fail, to be honest with you. And
well, and a thing to add to that, and that's great, but a thing to add to that is that knowing that there will be those times when it's tough, there will be those times when you're sad, when something happens to you, and knowing who are those people you can turn to help you through those times. You know, it's not all the happy day where everything's successful and great. There's going to be those days, and knowing that they're coming, but you have someone you can turn to, and that's really important.
No, I think that's the message right there that should resonate, is that, and I think that what you guys provide with the coalition, because you have so many different programs, you have so many different people volunteering, you have so much help from the community. People need to reach out to you guys if they're having issues and problems. They're here to help you. TempeCoalition.org. Call them, 480-858-2300.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, Hillary, we appreciate your time. I know you're doing us a favor by coming on today. I don't want to get too much into your day because you probably have the day off, unlike us. So enjoy your day off.
No, I'm working today.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, say hello to Paula, the rest of the crew. We appreciate you guys so much, and just enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
And you know what?
Go Eagles.
Yeah, I was going to say next week, hopefully it'll be. Are you guys on bye next week or what?
I don't honestly know. I don't know. I don't have my son here to tell me. So
you know what? Here, I'll tell you. So, I'm going to tell you what. You're going to wish you were on a bye week next week.
Don't tell me.
You play the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, man.
here again. At least they play at home in an empty stadium there at Lincoln Financial, right?
Yeah, right.
Hey, have a wonderful day, Hillary. Okay. We appreciate you.
You guys, too. Take care. Bye.
Hillary Cummings from the Tempe Coalition. Check them out online. It's TempeCoalition.org. Give them a phone call, 480-858-2300. The Making Waves, fourth annual Celebrating Champions for Youth. Join them virtually November 18th at 6 p.m.